I want to thank the Least Word for this opportunity to preach God's word to God's people. And I ask that the word of God will meet you where you are in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So one of the things we found out in our study of faith is that the unseen realm governs the physical realm. And knowing that that is true, because the Bible tells us in Hebrews 11 from verse 1, it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, the evidence of unseen realities. Verse 2 says, by it the elders obtained the good report. It says, we know that the worlds were framed by the word of God. We know that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were made of the things which do not appear. That's verse 3. You see that through faith, we understand. So we've come to understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So it shows us that the faith is the currency given by God to see the things that are invisible influence the visible world. And the aim of last week's teaching on Sunday was to show you that you have the spirit of faith. You have received the spirit of faith. Hallelujah. And another important thing that we mentioned is, for you to see faith work in your life, you must have a spiritual life. Faith is not positive thinking. Faith is not, I hope it will be okay. Faith is not, and someone asks you, what about the situation? You're like, God will work it out. We believe in the faithfulness of God. I'm not saying that you should not believe in the faithfulness of God. I'm saying that there are generic statements that people make and think is faith. And they're asking, but I trusted it, but it did not work. The Bible calls faith substance. It did not say substance of things you are hoping for. It says substance of things you have hoped for. So it means that substance have come for those things you have hoped for. Hope is past. So it might start from your mind, but it does not end in your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is important to understand what we're looking at today. What's the topic of today? Various ways they pronounce it. Tenacious. And tenacious. Hallelujah. 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 I'm really hoping and I'm praying to God. That's one of my biggest prayers last night. And even before I came down, that Lord, please, if not for anything, that your people will understand today's teaching. See, I found out something. I really found out something that touched me. I found out that the unbelievers, those who do not have faith in Jesus Christ, tend to know how to pay attention to things than believers. And that's wrong. They have a sort of attention to things. You say Babalawo will be in the bush for 7 days. No food, no water, nothing. To get something that will still land him in hell and destroy him at the end of the day. That's if it won't frustrate his family. Now, God is telling that there's a more excellent way. And the way to connect to it is that you must have a spiritual life and an active life of the word of God and prayer. And somebody still wakes up in the morning and they are wondering, do I need to pray? Faith is a thing of the spirit. And if you have no spiritual life, forget about faith. If you have no spiritual life, forget about faith. You can't be one leg in, one leg out, and expect to walk in the things that God wants you to walk in. You cannot walk. I don't know how we came up with a twisted theology where someone says, oh, I'm a Gen Z baddie, but I love the Lord Jesus. Everything about your life contradicts the scripture. And you expect to have faith? But the fact is, I'm not saying this to judge anybody. The fact is, once we begin to give our hearts to the Lord, like Hebrews 11:6 will tell us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. But he that cometh unto God must believe that he exists, and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So if I diligently seek him, take note, say without faith it's impossible to please God. That means where God is, faith is a natural phenomenon. So when I begin to diligently seek God, one of the rewards of seeking God is that faith will be imparted into my heart by the Holy Ghost. I'm saying this so that for those who has not been around, you can have an idea of what this teaching is going to be. Hallelujah. 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 So let's get down to what today's teaching is about. Let's look at something. Let's start from 1 Timothy chapter 6 from verse 12. The book of 1 Timothy chapter 6 from verse 12. You know, one of these, I went to my family house and I went through some journals that I wrote. And while reading the journals, I saw some things that during the service the man of God said and the Lord spoke to me. And I read those things and they just blessed me. They just kept blessing me and blessing me. Please, it doesn't cost you so much. Get a journal, get a pen, and jot down something for the service. Are you there? 1 Timothy 6 from verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 6 from verse 12. The Bible says, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Hallelujah. It says, keep it on 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Hold on. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Next verse. 2 Timothy 4 from verse 7. 2 Timothy 4 from verse 7. This is Paul speaking. 2 Timothy chapter 4 from verse 7. Look at this. It says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Can we all read this? 1, 2, 3, go. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. And I have kept the faith. First time I read this, when I said, I have fought a good fight. I don't know, 2020 is just flashback. I remember the teaching pastor taught, and I was like, I fought a good fight. He did not say, I am a fight. I am a war. Just keep it there. So I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I have kept the faith. I have kept the faith. But if you remember in that 1 Timothy 6 from verse 12, he says, lay hold. Lay hold on what? Did you read it? I said, lay hold on what? 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 There's a reason why I'm saying, I'm repeating that over and over again, so that you understand where this fight of faith is important. He said, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Now you may ask, for people who have studied the Bible, understand the Bible tells us that in John, that when we believed in him, we receive everlasting life. We receive the life of God. So why does he say, lay hold on eternal life? You want to know why he said this? Because the eternal life that God gave to you, the eternal life that God gave to you, that life contains everything, everything, every possibility, every ability that God wants you to walk in. Remember Jesus told the disciples something. He said, this sign shall follow them that what? Believe. So that means that there are signs that will follow the person who what? Believes. So the everlasting life that he receives, that life, there are signs that follow that life. So, you see something. If you can show it, that would be nice, so that everyone can see it. It says, they shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. That is a result of eternal life. They shall speak with new tongues. That is a result of eternal life. They shall drink any deadly thing. It will not hurt them. That is the result of eternal life. Inside eternal life. Okay, look at it. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. This is the result of eternal life. So when he says, lay hold on eternal life, he's saying you've received something that is tangible, true, and secure. Begin to bring out the beauties of that eternal life. The Bible says he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. If he has blessed you with all spiritual blessings, why haven't you seen it work yet? If the Bible says that faith is the fruit of the Spirit, why am I not walking in faith? It's because you've not laid hold on eternal life. After me, I'll lay hold on eternal life. I will lay hold on eternal life. This is why the fight of faith exists. The fight of faith exists because there's what God has put inside of you, and those things must begin to speak. Hallelujah. 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 You know, that's why when Paul begins to talk to the elders in Ephesus, in Acts 20:32, he says, and now I commend you to the word of his grace, which is able to give you an inheritance amongst them that are sanctified. So the word of God gives you an inheritance. Now let me explain. When he says gives you an inheritance, it doesn't mean that the eternal life was not sufficient. He said that word of God, that word of his grace, is able to bring forth the inheritance that has been given unto you. And that's what will happen to you as the word of God comes to you. Hallelujah. So, like Miles Morrow said, until the reason for a thing is known, abuse is inevitable. So, let's see what is the fight of faith? What is the fight of faith? I have two definitions I'll give you. Listen, I want you to open your heart. Open your heart, because after now, you're going to take us some time to pray. Listen, Are you not tired? Are you not tired? That you sleep at night, wake up in the morning, you open your phone, you see notifications, you look at some reels, you laugh, you take your bed, you take your bath, you come out, you see all the things that has held you down yesterday, and you just, okay, let me just manage, and you just walk through it. And you come back again, you sleep, you wake up like that, meet the same things. Do you think? See, I know people say that time changes things. See, listen, time does not change things. It is people who are willing to put things to work that in the course of time, things will change. The only thing time changes is your height, your size, and every other thing physically. But the things outside, time does not change it. In fact, if care is not taken, it will become worse. That's why you must fight. What is the fight of faith? Number one, because you're going to read it back to me, so you're going to have to write it. The fight of faith is the unwavering decision. To hold and to follow the opinion or the reality of God in spite of seemingly oppositions or contrary evidence. I'll state that multiple times. The fight of faith is the unwavering decision to hold and to follow the opinion or the reality of God in spite of the seemingly oppositions or contrary evidence. The fight of faith is the unwavering decision to hold and to follow the opinion or the reality of God in spite of seemingly oppositions or contrary evidence. Do I need to call that again? Okay. The fight of faith, I'll call it three times and we'll go to the next point. The fight of faith is the unwavering decision to hold and to follow the opinion or the reality of God in spite of seemingly oppositions or contrary evidence. The fight of faith is the unwavering decision to hold and to follow the opinion or the reality of God in spite of seemingly oppositions or contrary evidence. One last time. The fight of faith is the unwavering decision to hold and to follow the opinion or the reality of God in spite of seemingly oppositions or contrary evidence. Did we get that now? Okay. So secondly, what is the fight of faith? The fight of faith, this is a simple definition, is a lifestyle that chooses to stick to God's reality despite contradictions. The fight of faith is a substance of an invisible reality. Oh, sorry. that part is not for you. Don't worry. Those are part of my study. So, sorry. I said the fight of faith is a lifestyle that chooses to stick to God's reality despite contradictions. Did you get the second part? Okay. So, what is the first definition of the fight of faith? Are you sure you got it? No, why? Because How many of you in school, you had these people that, you said nine, I think 9 times used to be the hardest then. 9 times 1, 9, 9 times 2, 9 times 3, 9 times. So you'll be hearing this thing, but you'll be hearing extra bars behind. What is the fight of feet? People are good students.
Glory to God.
What's the second one? Hallelujah. 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 The fight of faith. Now, you might ask, why is there a fight of faith? Why? Listen, faith exists in the unseen realm. Faith is not, like I said, faith is not positive thinking. Get that out of your mind. Faith is not, I am thinking and hoping that things will be fine. Faith is substance and evidence. There's an assurance that comes with faith. Hallelujah. There's an assurance that comes with faith. And because it exists in the unseen realm and you exist in the physical realm, there is a tendency to despise it. The truth is, I'll be sincere with you. The truth is, it seems like, sometimes you can have faith for a thing. You can have faith and it's built up in your heart and you're like, Lord, I believe. Lord, I receive what you have in store for me. But then you now, when you like, you snap out of that area and then you now see what is happening around you, you're like, God, can it really be true? Listen, the seen realm does everything to ensure that it quenches your visibility of the unseen realm. The seen realm will do everything in its ability to ensure that it quenches your vision of the invisible realm. This is where the fight of faith comes in. You must see God's opinion as key. You must see God's opinion as very, very, very important. Else, when physical things begin to happen, you slide into it. Paul said in 2 Corinthians, I just should be correct, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 7, he says, we walk by faith. We walk. The life we live is by faith. That's why I said the just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. The man who is a man of the spirit, who is a man of faith, is a man who has given himself, look at it, has given himself to walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you must learn to despise the natural sight for the spiritual things to begin to happen. So your eyes must not be focused on natural things. Let me help you so that you understand. Faith actually is not the denying that something is there. Faith is not denying that something is there. Faith actually is the superimposing of what's supposed to be upon what is. I want you to get this. I really want you to get this. If you get this, when you, like Jacob, when you enter to the place of prayer, that, how? Like, God told you that so time, this is how your life is supposed to be. And then you've gone to that time and you are still the same place, the same way you were, the same place you were 10 years ago. And you are sitting down and you're just watching. And somewhere in your heart, you know that you can be more. You sleep and you have dreams of God showing you that there can be more, but you're not seeing more. This is where the fight of faith comes in. You must be dogged. There must be an anger within you to say, no. I will fight to see what God said accomplished. There must be a fight inside of you. There must be a fight. There's a reason why God told us that we are the warrior church. There must be a fight inside you. There must be a dogged expression of God inside of you. Listen. Hey, God. Let me show you something. It's not in my notes, but I'll show you something. Right? I'll show you. Deuteronomy chapter 2 from verse 24. Deuteronomy chapter 2 from verse 24. Because some people think that what will be what God has given to me, He has given to me. No, you must fight. Deuteronomy chapter 2 from verse 24. Put it on the screen. Deuteronomy chapter 2 from verse 24. Look at this. He says, rise ye up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given thee. I've given into thine hand Sihon, the Amorite, the king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in what? God is telling them that the land is yours, but you must fight. You have to fight. There's no space for a neutral ground. Is it that you tilt towards what God wants, or you tilt to what the world wants you to be? Pick one. You can't be acting differently and be saying differently. Hallelujah. You might be wondering, why have I not seen the fullness? I read the Bible, I read the Word, and I'm wondering, why can't I just see the fullness of what God has in His mind in my life? You must fight. You just have to fight. We are not as those who beat the air. The weapons of our warfare is not carnal, but is mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. Our weapons are not carnal. We don't use swords and shields to fight. But the fight that we do, it resounds into eternity. Ah. Well, I'm trusting God that you understand. This fight of faith thing is not even just about New Testament theology. You know, it's Old Testament theology also. From the first four books of the Bible, you can actually see the fight of it. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. It now says that the earth was without what? Form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The next verse now says, and the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light. He speaks the word. He says it. And after he says all of this, he said he saw it and it was good. Right? Look at Genesis chapter 2. Let's see from verse 5. Or maybe I'll start from verse 1. Genesis chapter 2 from verse 1. Let's go. Okay. First, the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. You might read this and say, wow, God is done. Verse 2. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. Verse 3. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his works, which God created and made. 4. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Verse 5, look at this. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth. But I thought God said that God spoke and things began to grow. Before all these things took place, before all these things I've seen took place, God saw it in the spirit realm and saw it was good. And he said, okay, I'm okay with this. So what God was doing was he was imposing on what was dark, void, formless, shapeless, and giving it structure from the spirit. And over time, the spirit, that's what the Bible says, the worlds were framed by the word of God. The worlds were framed by the word of God. I was to tell somebody, you cannot, I repeat, you cannot be watching things go off and then you're not saying, no, Sarah, what will be, you know, people suffer in life, people struggle. My own is not different. It's just that part, it's just that shade of life. That shade of what? Did you not read the Bible where it says, blessed be God who causes us to triumph? Even if the physical realm is saying, you will not triumph. Say, no. He has said. Hebrews 13 verse 5 says, that he has said he will never leave me nor forsake me. 6 now says, so that I may boldly say, the Lord, he's my shield. I shall not fear what any man shall do unto me. Why? Because he will not leave me nor forsake me. I may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Can I tell you something? Unto the words of God. See, when we say read your Bible and pray every day, do you know that the apostles, while they were serving, helping people to serve food, and then there was issues between the Grecian women and the Jewish women concerning the sharing of food, a point came. They said, we cannot continue serving tables. This will not work. He says, let us call men who will do it for us. He said, but we will give ourselves continually to the word of God and prayer. Why do you think they did that? Because the faith life does not work without it. The man who has not put himself where the word of God is swallowing the word, taking the word, and is a man of prayer, will not walk in faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word is so important because it shows us God's opinion. Listen, how can you be going through an issue and I ask you, list 5 scriptures that says that this issue will be better and you are telling me that we hope in God? You can't be doing things like that. How would you sleep in the night? You wake up. You don't open your Bible. Nothing. And then you're walking around saying, God will do it. You are fighting for a contract with human beings. The human beings have gone to use different sorts of ammunition from hell to come, to go and get, to procure the same job as you. Then you not slept.
Oh, today's fasting, but no, today is going to be a stressful day. We need to, Ada, please help me buy some eggs, some tomatoes, some onions. We need to,
the Lord understands. He knows that in times like this, A man must begin to, put himself in places that will help him to know. Because if I'm not strong now, and I stand up and I say, I want to show you my presentation, they will say you're not serious. So let me just, you've reasoned yourself out of God's. You wake up. What woke you up was a call. They're like, hello? Okay, I'm coming. The call that they called is not urgent. You've left the reading of your Bible. Do you know that alone gives Satan joy? Have you realized that the generation we live in today is a fast-paced generation that does everything except allowing you to believe God? I saw an interview. How many of you know NFL? Not Nigerian Football League, please. I think they call it American soccer. There was a young boy who when they interviewed him, his team was struggling. And the team got better. And he said, I want to give thanks to God and how he has helped me to get this done. And they cropped it out. They cropped that part out and just put, we did very well. And I believe we can do a whole lot better. They cropped that part about God out. You think the world exists to help you know God? I was saying something last week, and I was looking for a lyrics by Teofilo Sunday, Intensify. And the moment I saw the lyrics, so you know when you open Google, it shows you some parts of the web page. So I clicked on it. You know the first thing it showed me? I was to come here and preach. The first thing it showed me was pornography. You think the world exists to help you serve God is a lie. You must decide to by yourself that I will craft out the time, I will craft out the space. You must be dogged about it, else your faith life will not grow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's make progress. So in the word of God, you see what God's opinion, right? You see God's opinion, right? So remember I told you that the fight of faith is not just something that is a New Testament theology. It's something that is replete all over the Bible. And I said that in the first four parts of Genesis, or first four chapters of Genesis, you see that fight of faith exists, right? So let me show you something. Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 3 from verse 5. Genesis chapter 3 from verse 5. We're going to read something. Remember, prior to this, God told Adam, he says, all the trees of the garden you can eat. But you see this one? No. No. Now look at this. This, for God doth know, this is Satan speaking, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes will be opened, and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. Look at the next verse. Can we read it? Are you noticing something? You notice it. God said, if you eat of this tree, you will perish. When the woman saw the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree to be desired to make one wise. So she looked at the tree and said, this is pleasant. This is good. This is nice. And she forgot the opinion of God. Even though the opinion of God did not look to have a physical structure, the tree was there, she could see it. But when God said, if you eat of this, you will die. They couldn't see, you couldn't really picture how death looked like. You couldn't say, okay, death has, unlike what you see in movies, where death has a black clock with one big, this sign, I forgot what they call it, and he's moving around looking for people to kill. They did not see that. But she saw a tree that was pleasant to her eyes. And she said, let me pick this. Do you know that in ignoring the spiritual and what God said, that's what landed us where we are now. That's what landed us where we are now. So what that means is the opinions that you will take that are not God's opinions, that can change the entire course of an entire generation. And a child will wake up one day and be wondering, why is my life hard? Why is my life hard? Unknown to him, God told his father, see this thing, stay away, stay away, stay away. He said, no, I get coconut head. I go into that inside, bam, you've put your entire lineage inside trouble. So the fight of faith actually demands. That's why today's service is called tenacity. It's tenacious. It demands some form of tenacity on your inside. Because everything around you will contradict it. Everything will contradict it. You think I'm lying? Go to the word. Pick something that is going to bless you. Then just look at it and look at the world outside. Do you know that? Hey God. Do you know that I said it before, the world is orchestrated to kill your faith. The world is orchestrated to kill your faith. That is why churches exist. If you notice, in the past, this year, we started with scandal. The church. Do you think that it happened because people are looking for her to say the truth? You think? It's an attack on the church. There is an attack launched out on the church. Why? Because Satan knows that the only solution of the world is the church. If the church closes down, he's free to run amok. See, every civilization that exists without God, check all of them. None of them survived the good way. Check all. Go through history. Every civilization without God. No, it's not that people have mouth to be saying, what's God? Don't worry. Let there be a world without God. You will know what it means to be a world without goodness, love, and peace. Now everybody is, they're talking. Check Iran. No, go to Iran and find out what happened. Free country, loving people. They banned Christianity. Brought on that religion. The people are crying now. They are crying now that they want freedom. Hallelujah. Let me not go there. Hallelujah. Say after me, the opinion of God is greater. The opinion of God is greater. See, that's why tenacity is needed. You need to be tenacious to see that what God has said will come to pass in my life. So you might be wondering, okay, so we are all hearing the word of God, but why is it that some people, is as if some people are more hardcore on this faith thing than some other people? See this tenacity thing. Anybody you see that is a father of faith learns this. Anybody that is a father of faith. I remember hearing Pa'i Adeboye. He said that there was a time his situation was so hard. He fasted the first 7 days, did not stop. Increased it to 14. His wife said that the way you are fasting means I'll join you. So they went 14, 21, 50. 100, and the matter was still like that. I'm like, wait. You fasted for 100 days. For a matter. Just because it's not aligning to what the word of God said. How many of you know Bishop Francis Wale? Okay. There was a season when his ministry would have collapsed. And he began to take every night 4 hours. Said you do it for 21 days. For 21 days, the matter became worse. He increased it. Said that at the 100-something day. You know what it means that you do all night prayer for 100-something days. He heard the Lord speak. And after he heard the Lord speak, the matter died like that. In fact, it was like as if the matter did not even exist. You think that the fathers of faith you see are up there because people like them. You don't know the amount of attacks launched out on these people every day. And every day they have to hold on to the word of God and hold it with their life. So you now hear them say, in the name of Jesus, be healed. And you see healing happen. You don't know the amount of work inside that has been done to get to that point. And one of the ways you can be tenacious is by the word of God. It's the word of God that will create substance inside of your heart. It's the word of God that will create substance. It creates substance. I mean, the word of God creates substance. Hallelujah. The reason why you are still thinking, is it God, is it not God, is because it has not become substance. Once it becomes substance, you cannot doubt it. Once that faith becomes substance, you become unmovable. Have you seen people that you are saying, this matter is not, it doesn't look like it's going to favor us. And you see someone just say, it's to favor me. And out of everybody, it's not him, they'll not pick. Hallelujah. allow the word of God to work in you. It is people who are tenacious with the word of God, who are voracious with a hunger for the word of God. It's those who are voracious for it that substance will be built inside. I have a lot of testimonies to share, but let me share one. There was a man that had cancer. He had cancer, and the Holy Spirit ministered to him that somebody should sit down, because he was already at the later stages. I don't know, the chemotherapy, but it was getting worse. And the Lord said, okay. Spoke to him and said, let somebody sit down by your bedside and read to you 25 chapters every day. And they read and read and read and read and read. And one day Jesus appeared to him and became whole. Many people want the results of faith without putting in the work that generates faith. Say after me, that's not me. Say after me, that's not me. Say after me, that's not me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's do one last study. Pascal book. Hebrews. I'll list out some few things and we're going to pray. Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 35. You forgive me, I can't read everything, so I'll be jumping from one scripture to the other so that we can conserve the time that we have. Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 35. Hebrews 10 verse 35. It says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Put it in NLT. Because somebody might wonder, which one is great recompense of reward? NLT. That's 35 now. What's happening? Okay. So do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings you. Hallelujah. Give me Amplified. I want us to try something. Give me Amplified. 35. Don't go to 36, please. 5. Amplified. Don't worry. So, let's work with that. So, go back to King James. 38. So, your trust in God has a great reward. 38, King James. 38, King James. Now look at it. It says, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Remember it says, without faith it is what? So, the people who draw back are those without what? Okay. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Next verse. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them who believe to the saving of the souls. Hallelujah. Okay, so 11 from verse 1. That should be the next part. 11 from verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, go to verse 7, because many people will get to verse 6 and read, oh, without faith it's impossible to please God. But look at verse 7. He said, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, which, okay, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Now, you might read this and might not understand. In Noah's day, when God said that rain will fall, the people, understand why he said that? Why I said that? Being warned of God of things not seen as yet. They didn't even know what rain looked like. They were living under clear skies. Then one man out of nowhere just comes and say, there's going to be rain. The world will be flooded. Everybody will drown. Even today, if you mentioned it, someone will be like, ah, rain will fall. Everybody will drown. Baba. You too, they lie. You know that
Noah preached for 100
because he built the ark for 120 years.
Noah preached and preached and preached. Nobody listened.
But he knew who he had. He needed your opinion. If he wanted to follow, that's the thing. Many of us, when we enter an organization with human beings that are faithless, we tend to just, let's follow the bandwagon. Whatever will not happen to them will also happen to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When God says something, be dogged about it. Fight. Be tenacious about it. Faith is tenacious. There's a fight. There is a fight. There is a fight. When God says, you're going to have companies. God says, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. Your business will flourish. As you pray, trusting Him for the substance, you begin to put in the work. Okay, so if the Lord is saying this is what's going to happen, what do I need to do to see it happen? Oh, I've met people that said, oh, God said, I will have a big and a great ministry. I've met some people like that. Until date, they've not started. Till date, they have not started. It's not that they heard God say, don't go. It's just simply because they're not willing to make the moves to see that vision accomplished. Verse 8. Let's keep the scripture on the screen. Verse 8. Look at this. It says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called out to go to a place, which he should after receive an inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whether he went. You think that the only thing that faith can do is to lead you to where it seems like the grass is green? See, I found out something. When God gives you a vision, if there's a vision that comes that you don't need God to do it, it's not God. Just know it. It's not God. When God gives you a vision, the vision will push you to a point where you have no other choice but to have faith in Him to get it done. Hallelujah. 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 11. It says, through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who had promised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at 17. 17. By faith, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. 18. Of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he had received him in a figure. Hallelujah. 24. I'll try and say I can just summarize everything together. 24. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. 27. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, but he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Hallelujah. Listen, I want you to open your ears and hear this. Do you know that in every of those situations, every single one of those people could have believed something else? From Abraham to Sarah to Noah. Take note, all those things that were happening, they were in conditions and situations whereby if they did not fight, they would not see. In fact, you won't even see their names recorded here for faith. Because the fact is, when you look at Noah's story, everybody in the world, it was only Noah and his family that was saved. So what it means is that all the people on earth did not believe Noah. Wait, you are waiting for someone to believe in your dreams before you go? If God believes in you, then who are you waiting for? Then if God is for us, if God be for us, who can be against us? Abraham waited many years to receive Isaac. Now God is telling him to sacrifice your son to me. If I'm doing and say, God, I didn't hear you. Find another person. Literally, because I know if you want sacrifice person, not my son, will be sacrificed. He knew that God told him that in this seed, this one, Isaac, is the one that my family shall be called blessed with. This one. And God wants to take him. He said, if God's taking, that means I can bring him back from the dead and we'll be alright. Hallelujah. He was showing you what these people were moving with. You now see Moses. You know what it means to be called the Prince of Egypt? Egypt, as at then, was the greatest civilization in the entire world. Egypt. You have the privilege to be called for, let's bring it to today. America is the greatest economy of all time. Now, Joe Biden says, I want to adopt you as my son. Just leave Jesus. And you're like, Joe Biden? And he's like, I'm going to pay a salary of $10 billion every year. And I'm going to ensure that you have stocks in the best of companies. You will never be poor. Some Christians today will say, Jesus, I don't need him now. I can reject him now. Then I can go back after taking the money. And I say, Lord, have mercy on me. But Lord, I'll use this and do big works for your kingdom. No. Even though it was possible for him to do that, he said, no, I will not be called. He was not even afraid of the wrath of the king. You know that, hey God, you know what it means that the king knows that you are a Jew in his house and he killed the Jews and the children that he killed, you are part of them. He sees it now, bring your neck. And since you are like a slave, then it's not hard. They'll just find one burial ground, open it, throw it inside and close it. Normal people will be like, no, you have to be careful. Don't say too much. Don't talk too much. You know, in life, the Lord said you should be wise as serpents. Be wise as serpents. I'm being wise right now. Investor moves. Being wise. You are being foolish. You are being foolish because if he rejected the comfort, see, because of faith, there are some jobs you cannot take. There are some jobs you cannot take. They're bringing form for you to sell your soul. And you're like, the money is so much. I've never signed this kind of money. And you are writing your name to sacrifice yourself to what? The fight of faith will make you leave some things. Tell me, the opinion of God is greater. The opinion of God is greater. Listen, do you know what I found out? Everyone that went in his own ways, the Bible says that man is unable to guide himself. He's not a man to lead himself. You think you have the ability to guide yourself. The Ancient of Days, he said, this is my way. This is my path. Follow it. I know the world from the beginning to the end. Then you that just woke up and just realized that, see my parents, see my grandparents, see uncles. You don't even know the fifth generation. God knows. To believe that God met Moses and said, I am the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and Jacob. Moses never met any of them. So he lived that long. He knows the wrong path, and he's telling you, this is my opinion, follow it. And you think that your opinion will land you where you're supposed to be? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What am I trying to say? In summary, is this. What you think that your opinion will give to you? What you think your opinion will give to you is not what you think you will receive. God's opinion, God's ways are wiser. God's ways are better in every way possible. Hallelujah. 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 And if you notice, like I said, every of those situations, there was every means and every way to compromise. But this one said, no, if this is what God said, I will keep pushing no matter what anybody says. Abraham, if you told Sarai that, babe, I'm gonna take Isaac. We need to the Lord needs his body. See, it's like this. My son. If I said, early in the morning, as Abraham is carrying this servant, says, where's Isaac? You won't sacrifice my son. Let me see if you find him. Let me see if you can find him. You will not find him. You will not find him. He believed God, took Isaac, and went there. So faith is unconventional to the physical realm. When people hear the acts and the works of faith, some people look at it and look at it as foolishness. But God said that he has used the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. After me, I'll believe the opinion of God. I'll believe the opinion of God. I'll believe the opinion of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Finally, how do you fight the fight of faith? Now that you've seen the examples that have been laid before us, the same thing exists in your health, in your business. Many times when God is saying that there will be quantum leaps. Listen, I had to begin to trust God for my health because I think there was a certain time, 2020 things into one. I noticed that I'll be breaking down. I think there was a time that there was no month I didn't fall sick. I think there was one day, I think I went to my PPA and I wanted to submit form, you know, to get allowing now, that kind of thing. I'd gone. I waited for a vehicle because I was on the song for so long. As I entered into the vehicle, I started shaking. I said, fever that was not disturbing me, so started disturbing me. And I got to the pharmacy and I said, it's malaria. I'm like, where did the malaria come from? I think there was a time where it was even happening every three weeks. I was treating malaria every three weeks. I asked them myself, seeing, I cannot keep going like this. The money I spent on drugs, I can't even buy something better for my life. Would you believe that? If I say I'm that I've fallen sick from 2022, 2023, 2024, I don't think I can count. How do I put it? When I say I can't remember, like I can't remember because it's like a past thing. Sometimes when I feel the feeling in my body, I'm like, hey, silence. Leave yourself. Drink water, I keep moving. By the night of that day, we're good. There must be a fight and a desire in your heart. I remember, even though it was 2020 that the COVID-19 pandemic happened, right? I was in Kogi State. I heard that the pandemic has entered Lagos. I saw the video that it has entered Lagos and people are catching the COVID. I woke up one morning and I had sore throat. Next thing, my hands are palpitating. I'm like, God. And it was all the symptoms of the disease. I said, hey, God, I beg you. Please, God, I beg. I think at some point, and I wake up his night. I say, God, please, I don't do that. God, I'm so sorry. One day, I just asked myself, wait, too. All this cry that I have cried, the heart palpitation is there, but the sore throat is there, but one morning I woke up, I said, God, this body is your temple. I cannot be sick. Even if the COVID is in this body right now, it will pass out. You know that when the fear greets me that some nights I'll wake up sweating and I'll wake up and say, Lord, I'm healed. I'm strengthened. I cannot be sick. I refuse to be sick. Hey, if I became worse, like as if the sore throat now said, I will squeeze your throat. I'll squeeze it. I'll press it. And the feeling was, I said, God, I beg, Jesus. Then from that, at some point, and I picked the word of God. I said, so, if there is no cure or vaccine to COVID, as at this point in time, if I continue like this, I will die. I picked the word of God, I began to read and study. By the time they were doing lockdown for Port Harcourt, I barely escaped and made it into Port Harcourt from Kogi State. But I noticed that word of God, that word of God I was putting inside of me. When they were doing small open restriction where people can move, and people will be inside the car, someone do can be like, hold it. Someone sneeze and I'll be like, so he's basically sneezing now. There's dust outside. Will somebody sneeze in peace? The fear left, everything left. I'm telling you that even if maybe I was at the vehicle and I caught the COVID, because of the faith of the word of God I had planted on my inside, he could have entered and just said, okay, just pass out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How do you fight the fight of faith? Let's round up with this. Number one, get the word of God and his mind on the matter in question. Okay. Number two, I think I've pressured this so many times, I think I can just list. Number two, stay with the opinion of God till it becomes substance to you. Stay with the opinion of God till it becomes substance. It becomes substance. It becomes substance to you. At least three ways how you can do that. So how do you get that done? Number one, you must have dogged and tenacious prayers. This year, read your Bible. I think we've passed Genesis 32. Would you believe that Jacob, the man with the blessing, struggled for 14 years and was coming back? And there was a possibility that if Esau met him while he was coming back, he would have killed him and destroyed his family and destroyed the flocks with him. What that means is that all the struggle of 14 years that disappeared in one day. Jacob saw it coming. Jacob saw it coming and said, okay, if we go like this, this one go like this. My wives go like this so that in case Esau attacks this one, at least my wife and some other people, they are preserved. Esau said, give me a moment. Let me go and talk to God. Jacob said, give me a moment. Let me go and talk to God. Jacob stayed in prayer until the angel told him, says, you have favor with God and with man. See, you must have those types of prayers that until the spirit realms give you a feedback, you don't stop. Some people, you had a dream, somebody died. You now woke up and say, Lord Jesus, I cancel it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, it is done. You slept the next night, you saw the same dream. You woke up, say, ah, Lord, I canceled it yesterday, but Lord, I thank you that it is done. Well done. What God expects you to do is that you should press, press, press until that situation is sorted. How you know it's sorted that the spirit realm will give you feedback? Is that there will be so much peace and joy in your heart, or you have another dream where that person escaped? I'm saying especially for people who the Lord has blessed with dreaming, like I am, like I have been blessed with obviously. You must learn to pray. You must learn to pray. You must learn to pray. And not last affair prayers. You sit down. After you sit down to pray, ah, God has to save me from this thing. You walk around. You pray. You sit down. You are seeing the sleep coming. Lord, my legs are paining me. Let me just sleep for 5 minutes. I'll continue prayer. The 5 minutes, you woke up. What woke you up was not alarm. Because the alarm rang and rang and rang and rang and rang and could not wake you. What woke you up is that the sun from your window met your eyes. You're like, hey, Jesus. You're not took your bed. You've gone to work. You've forgotten that you were ever having prayer that night. Hallelujah. Secondly, dogged confession. Dogged confession. You must learn to confess the word. You must learn to confess the word. You must learn to confess the word. When God was speaking to Abraham and speaking to Sarah, actually it was Abraham and Sarai then, he now changed their names to Abraham and Sarah. People that were barren. So they asked him, what is your name? My name is Abraham. You know what I mean of Abraham? Abraham means father of many nations. So God changed his name so that he would begin to confess what has already been done in the spirit. God changed his wife's name so that she can begin to confess what has already done in the spirit. Hallelujah. Dogged confession. Doesn't matter how it looks like, keep confessing it. Lastly, you must have dogged meditation. I don't know how you do it that Hey God, you listen to Miley Cyrus wrecking, but that's why your faith is in wreck. Your faith is wrecked. You listen to Bruno Mars and you think that your faith will grow. Instead, now your faith has not gone to the point from Earth to the planet Mars. You are still trying. See, I don't know how we got to this point. I don't know how. I really don't know how we got to this point where we could mix worldliness and Christianity at the same time. It does not work. You're wondering, why is my faith life dying? But all the movies you watch, there's a sex scene inside. All the movies you watch, it's not blessing you spiritually, it's not blessing you physically, there's nothing that's blessing you with. They are wondering, Lord, open my eyes to see visions of the future. And the only thing you're seeing is, not there, I won't say another thing. Please, it's time to begin to ingest God's word. How will you begin to meditate on God's word? Very simple. When you get the word of God, take out action points. When you wake up in the morning, speak those words to yourself. Say to yourself before you step out of the house early in the morning. When you are inside the vehicle, instead of swiping through Instagram feeds, Instagram would not go. It will not run away. It's still on your phone. Pick a sermon. Listen to it. Even if it's 15 minutes, listen to it. During break time, pick a sermon. Listen to it. 15 minutes. In the night, complete it. Speak your Bible. Read your Bible. If possible, while the sermon is going on, be writing. You don't know how much investment you sold into your flesh that your flesh is not allowing your spirit to express itself. You are saying, Lord, help my spirit to believe. But your flesh has 16 packs. Meditation. 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 Hallelujah. Number 3. So those other 3 was under stay with the opinion of God till it becomes substance to you. Number 3. Stick to the substance in corresponding confession. So stick to the substance, that's the substance created by faith, in corresponding confession, meditation, action, and response. Stick to the substance in corresponding confession, meditation, action, and response. Stick to the substance in corresponding confession, meditation, action, and response. Number 4, when it seems you're losing faith, go back to the opinion of God and stay with it. When you're losing faith, go back to the opinion of God and stay with it. It is possible to have received substance. Like Peter, you've received substance, you are walking on water. And now, you're like, wow, I'm doing something that nobody which is of the flesh is doing. I'm walking on water. Now, Peter is on the water. He's walking. And for some strange reason, his eyes moves away from Jesus. And he begins to look at the waves. The waves. And he begins to see. When a person does not have faith, it's not today started. When you see someone that was full of faith, and then all of a sudden, you see his faith is no longer what it used to be. He did not start yesterday. He started a long time. He allowed it to grow to the point where he got to that point. Hallelujah. What Peter should have done is after he had looked at the waves and seen how they were boisterous, he should have looked at Jesus. Said, Jesus, you told me to come. Jesus, you said I should come. I have faith in you. I will continue walking on water. Hallelujah. Praise God. Have you been blessed? Listen, this is the last point I'll give. Even Jesus knew that to do the will of God, he had to be a person of prayer. He had to be a person of prayer that even when he began to teach the disciples, when he says, teach us to pray, this is our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is where in heaven. So your will be done in the seen realm as it is in the invisible realm. That is prayer. That is prayer. He was giving them, some people say that
and they think that is prayer.
Jesus was giving them the template of prayer. So in the template of prayer, there is a place in prayer where we pray that the will of God that has been done in heaven begins to find expression in our daily lives in the seen realm. I'm going to say, Lord, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. The Lord said that this year is the year of quantum leaps. Lord, I receive the faith for quantum leaps. 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 And there's a tenaciousness you must have. You cannot be praying as though there's nothing at stake. there is everything at stake, oh. There is everything at stake. Rebecca may have been praying for Jacob and saying, Lord, let my son be prosperous. Keep him. And in the 14 years, God kept him. He did not die. He was okay. And he was coming back. If Jacob did not take out time to pray, everything he would have gathered in those years. In fact, Seth, the blessing that he received would not have spoken. Hallelujah. Are you ready to pray? Is there faith in your heart to pray? Tell me, I'm tenacious. I see the opinion of God happen on the earth. I see it happen in my life. I see it happen in my family.